winter access to the Big O Plain Reservoir is easier than it was in 1974, when Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company scientists started doing this work.
Well, let's get out on the
ice. Let's do it.
Get out on the ice.
Snowmobiles are better, and ice augers are no longer powered by hand. WVIC environmental scientist Scott Blado is out here every week in the winter doing a range of water tests on the 18-mile-long reservoir in Marathon County. He finds good news on what's perhaps the most important measure, the concentration of oxygen in the water.
Right now we're seeing 10.9 dissolved oxygen, which is fantastic. We couldn't ask for anything better than that at this time of the year.
Getting enough dissolved oxygen, which is critical to aquatic life, can sometimes seem like an ongoing struggle on the Big O Plain. Ben Niffenegger, the WVIC Environmental Affairs Manager, fills bottles with Blado for later testing. He explains the Big O Plain is different than Wisconsin River System reservoirs farther north, like the Rainbow, Willow, and Spirit.
The watershed is heavily dominated by agricultural uses rather than forested. So the Big O Plain has an agriculturally dominated watershed.
The Big O Plain River was once shallow and meandering until it was dammed in 1937, creating the 7,000-acre reservoir. About 250,000 acres of land drain into the water body, much of it farmland with plenty of manure and other phosphorus fertilizers.
So really it's that link of soil and land practices with nutrients and the corresponding impacts then on water quality.
The impact? The Big O Plain has 8 times more phosphorus than it should as a healthy flowage. The domino effect is simple. As phosphorus drains into the reservoir, it touches off algae growth. When algae decomposes, it draws large amounts of oxygen from the water, depleting the oxygen needed for fish and other aquatic life. It's worst in winter, when ice cover means oxygen in the air can't mix into the water. John Kennedy has become familiar with this process. He lives 30 miles west of the reservoir near Loyal, but grew up visiting family there with his father.
So my dad passed in April of 2008, and just kind of left a big void in my life.
To help fill that void, Kennedy started fishing again on the Big O Plain in summer 2008. But that same year, a historic algae bloom on the reservoir produced water he'd never seen.
This was just, you know, pea soup basically, but almost a neon color, you know, really, really bright.
That winter, the decomposing algae sapped oxygen from the reservoir, leaving little for the northern pike, muskies, walleye, and other fish to survive.
When the ice went out, I went and looked and walked ashore and took some pictures, and it was just terrible. I mean, it was just fish stacked up, you know, just thousands of fish washed up to shore.
Though we didn't live on the reservoir, Kennedy got involved with a newly energized BEPCO, the Big O Plain Citizens Organization. The next winter, along with the WVIC and volunteers, he helped install perhaps the loudest piece of water quality management around. The motors for a massive aerator operate well above 100 decibels.
These are air intakes?
Yeah, fresh air intakes.
Set up about midway through the Big O Plain, the aerator was turned on this winter a few weeks ago, says Jay Dick of the WVIC.
It was really the next day where you'd start to see some geysers almost shooting up through the ice, through the snow.
14 long snaking tubes shoot air into the reservoir. As the bubbles rise, they break through the ice, eventually creating huge circles of open water. Here's the WVIC's Ben Niffenegger.
So it's not the bubbles in the water that are providing oxygen. Really, it's the wind and wave action that circulates oxygen from the air and transfers it into the water.
The system opens 30 to 60 acres of water on the reservoir, creating what Niffenegger calls a limited refuge for fish. It's a partial solution to a problem brought into clear focus by that fish kill more than a decade ago.
Sometimes it takes a dramatic event like that to really reiterate how serious the water quality issues are in the Big O Plain Reservoir.
Organizations like the WVIC, BEPCO, and a relatively new farmer-led group are encouraging different agricultural strategies to address the root problem, too much phosphorus. They suggest taking steps like planting cover crops and cutting back on winter manure spreading. Once tense, the relationships between those diverse groups continue to improve, says Niffenegger.
It's moving in a positive direction, but you know, it's a slow process. We've been doing things a certain way for over 100 years in this state.
If all this work prevents another fish kill on the Big O Plain, John Kennedy will be happy. It'll make it easier to pass down a tradition on the reservoir his father passed to him.
I like to go fishing, take my grandkids fishing. And I got two grandsons, I like to take them fishing, and like I say, I just want to preserve it.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Marathon County.